No breaks.
No breaks.
No fear.
No fear.
The official British Speedway podcast.
Hello, I'm Ian Brannan, and joining me to guide you through this week's episode is the man who was the unlikely star of the GP qualifier in Glasgow last weekend.
Oh my God, that was an absolutely fantastic race!
This is Why Small Business Matters from Northumbria University, supporting small businesses with the Help to Grow management programme.
Hello, and welcome to episode one of Why Small Business Matters. My name is Matt Sutherland, and I'm part of a team at Northumbria University. Today, I'm joined by Ollie Barrett, serial entrepreneur, co-founder and founder of many businesses, including Tenor and Startup Britain. Ollie is also a connector.
It just planted a seed in my mind that trusted introductions are magic. Relationships built over years are magic. Just occasionally, and frankly more than occasionally if you're a small and medium-sized business, reaching out, taking long shots, that's really where things start to get exciting, because you bend all the rules, you beat the system. It's like creating your own ladders in Snakes and Ladders.
Hello and welcome to Humans of Speedway. I'm Ian Brannan, and in this episode, we're in conversation with one of British Speedway's rising stars, who already at the age of 20 has become the under 21 British champion and a world champion.
What a moment for Britain! Great Britain, a world champion! Can you believe it?
We all had dinner together and had the trophy there, or the medals, and it was just like, you know, what the hell?
We'll hear from Tom Brennan on what it was like to be part of that squad on an incredible night which ended a 32-year wait for Great Britain to be crowned as world champions in Speedway. Hello and welcome to the official monthly podcast from Kielder Observatory, situated in the Northumberland Dark Sky Park in the UK. Our special guest is Dr. Natalie Starkey, a cosmochemist and author. How did we come to have so much water? Where did the water on planet Earth come from? And unbelievably, this is one of the big questions that still largely remains unanswered about our planet.
Yeah, so one of the weird things is that we've got all this water on our surface, but we don't actually have a good explanation for where it came from. We've got lots of ideas. Now, it could have been there right from the beginning when our planet formed. Now, within interstellar space, where we create our stars and our planets, there is water, and it's in the form of ice.
And we'll join you again next month. In the meantime, happy stargazing.